This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand at the Bet AM 1520. We have three people involved in the wonderful project with Author League. And I met with Howard Minsky and his lovely wife, and it's just wonderful what they're doing with the schools to teach young people about the Holocaust, because many of them know nothing about it. Let me tell you a little bit about the background of our guest. Howard Minsky is the founder and CEO of Author League, an innovative ED tech company transforming civics, language arts, social sciences, and critical thinking through student authorship. Also with us are two people who I had the pleasure of setting up to meet with John Paul II, a saint, the head of the Catholic Church for many years, and they did wonderful work in the Vatican with the interviews. It was just a beautiful experience for me to be with Rich Newberg and Michael Mombre Jr. To tell you a little bit about them, Rich Newberg is an Emmy Award-winning documentary producer, writer, and host who retired as senior correspondent for Buffalo CBS TV affiliate WIVB-TV in 2015. And I worked with Mike Mombre Jr.'s father for many years in the Polish community covering events. In fact, I think he did a lot of the footage on the Solidarity Movement 40 years ago. Mike Mombre Jr. is an Emmy Award-winning video journalist and producer celebrated for capturing the human spirit through powerful storytelling. And he was with WIVB-TV along with his father. And let's talk to Howard first. At a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise in the United States and around the world, it is perhaps more important than ever to teach the lessons of the Holocaust. Why is this important? Howard Minsky.
Sure. Well, hate in general doesn't have a place in society. We need to have debate. We need to have conversation. We need to have the ability for all sides to have a voice. And hate, you know, when unmitigated, destroys society. And the way we view it, with basic education, with basic understanding of what one's role in as a citizen is, to really be open to others, to ask questions, to be able to share ideas, regardless of background or who they are. And so our model is to be able to have in our program, what we're doing is we're sharing the beauty of the Emmy Award-winning documentary created by Rich Newberg and Mike Mombre Jr., to show how, through the lens of the Holocaust, how hate unmitigated destroys society, and then to have the students be able to use their voice, to know they have a voice, to speak about it, to share about it, and in that way, we're empowering them to understand, to become aware, and to be their own mitigator within their community.
I saw the television footage at Bennett High School, and it was so moving to see many young African-American students really thriving and learning and growing from your work with Author League. Now, Rich and Mike, you traveled to Auschwitz. I've been there 10 times. I was just there in September. And you went with a group of men who survived the extermination camp when they were teenagers. Let's talk about how you feel your documentary resonates with high school students. I hate to go there. I've been there 10 times, but it's something everybody should see. Let's talk about the impact on high school students. Mike Mombre Jr. and Rich Newberg.
Yeah, I think the fact that that these men were taken as teenagers is the key here, because there's empathy when students in 10th grade, for example, watch this documentary and hear the plea of these men, please listen to us, please hear our message so this doesn't happen again. And I think it's important to note that 48% of Americans are unable to name even one Nazi concentration camp in today's world. 33% of Americans have encountered Holocaust denial or distortion on social media. 76% of adults surveyed in the U.S. believe something like this could happen again. These are incredible statistics, and I think the only good statistic here is that 96% of adult Americans believe it's important to continue teaching the Holocaust. So when we see these kids glued to this documentary and listening to the messages and then taking that and applying it to what they see in their own lives, a lot of these kids were inner city kids at Bennett High School in Buffalo. And, you know, they see racial profiling, anti-Semitism, bullying in school. These are things that impact their lives, and they can take these messages and apply it to their own lives and then write a book about it, which Howard is a genius at. And then they get the book in their hands, and my gosh, it's amazing to see. Michael?
Yeah, this is a unique program because usually when children or students are taught, they don't fully pay attention to what they're learning. But because they're going to be responsible for writing a book, they're really glued to the subject matter. And the subject matter, which happens to be the Holocaust, is riveting for them. And, you know, I think they get a lot out of it because, you know, they have empathy for people who suffer in general. And they, you know, with all the school shootings and the hate around the world, this builds a whole generation of students, young people who will think twice about hating other people, you know, and they'll carry that on, and it starts to create a balance of good in society. So this experiment is really a threefold experiment where the students feel proud to be writing something that matters, and also it builds a society of children or students who are contrasting to the hate that's in the world, prevalent in the world.
You know, Elie Wiesel, who really was the first to write about the Holocaust and won the Nobel Peace Prize, he said, indifference to evil is evil itself. And so these kids are learning you can't be silent in the face of evil. Even if it's like a student being bullied, you know, they have to speak up. They have to come to the defense of the defenseless. And we notice that these kids really have a sense of empathy when they pay attention. And pretty profound, the things that they wrote about. And Howard could talk more about that.
Howard?
Sure. Yeah, I think what we're finding is that in students' ability to use their voice, to know that through this program, their voice matters. And this is a self-directed model of learning. The students select a topic they want to write about within the topic of study. They are internalizing the information they're receiving to be able to speak it in their voice. And they're realizing that their voice makes a difference through authorship. And in that authorship, we then provide them a printed book of which is them, a book of their writing. And they use that, and that extends the learning experience outside the classroom. So they can be able to communicate what is important to them. And we hear things of bullying, of racial profiling, of anti-Semitism, of the issues that they face in society today, in their community today. And they're now having the ability to deepen their understanding in it, understanding as much why someone does that as much as what, as the recipient of it, that their voice, that they don't have to accept that. They can confront it at the time or communicate with another, an adult, a teacher, a principal, a sibling, a friend, to be able to know that it's not what should be happening, and that they have the right to stand up and say no. And in the beauty of having their book, they then share that with friends, family, create communications that otherwise may not have existed. And this is what we're finding so beautiful, is they're learning, they're internalizing, and they're communicating with others while critically thinking about these topics and being able to expound on them in their how it's important to them. And in this way, they're opening up in ways that they normally have never spoken about. And we're having students tell us this on a regular basis, that they just are appreciative of the chance to actually express themselves.
We're learning so much about this wonderful program, Author League Holocaust Education Authorship Program. If you're listening in Toronto or Buffalo or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to mention that we, in the past 25 years ago, had an important program on the same topic with Simon Wiesenthal. The famous Nazi hunter was here at the studio, and we had a wonderful program with that courageous man. So this is really part two with Howard Minsky, Rich Newberg, and Mike Mombre, Jr. I'd like to thank those who have called regarding our recent guest, Ronald Gidwitz, Ambassador to the European Union and Belgium, Jason Herring with Vivify in Florida, Marcos Ramos with the Polish National Baseball League. Coming up, we'll have Elena Klonow, author on anti-aging, Jean Sharifov, author on philanthropy, and Peter Antonucci, best-selling author, all on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Little plug here. Don't miss out this Easter. Subscribe and now get all the Ampo Legal Easter features, recipes, photos, and more. Polonia's weekly newspaper will bring Polish American news to your email inbox each week for just $19. Get your one-year digital subscription with weekly columns, news from Polonia and Poland, historical and cultural features, and more at ampolegal.com. Just click subscribe at the top of the homepage. And they recently had a few articles on Rich Newberg. He had a wonderful panel discussion at the Rheinstein Library a few months ago about the Holocaust and this program with Holocaust Education Authorship Program. Howard, if somebody would like to give $10 or $10,000 tax-free, as you're a 501c3, how do people donate to keep this program going? Howard Minsky.
Sure, wonderful question. Our 501c3 Acorn Oak Foundation, which is acornoak.org, where you can go and be able to make a donation.
Okay, repeat that again, the site.
Sure. The site is acornoak.org, acornoak.org.
Okay. Howard, you and Carol Rydell, your lovely wife who runs the nonprofit Acorn Oak Foundation, you mentioned, flew to Buffalo from Florida to launch your Civic Holocaust Authorship Program. Tell us, how did it all go?
You know, it was a beautiful experience for the students, for ourselves, for the teachers, administrators, and parents. The beautiful part of this program is it involves everybody. And when the students can really express themselves, can learn and share what they learn with a physical artifact that is professional, that these are books they create that can fit on any store shelf and it would be of merit. You know, but what we're doing here is, and we see Buffalo as our entry point, as the place where this is really created. And in this, we're seeking to bring this intellectual renaissance, this interest in writing and sharing ideas and critical thinking, following in the likes of, I mean, there's such a tremendous history within Buffalo in the way of knowledge and intellectual pursuit and education, starting with Mark Twain, who used to write for the newspapers in the area, F. Scott Fitzgerald, who wrote books in the area, James Joyce and his collection at the University of Buffalo. And of course, Reading Rainbow was founded in the Buffalo area. There is just tremendous depth, such a good people in the Buffalo area. And we see Author League as that next step in carrying on such a wonderful tradition of ideas, of education, of intellect. And so this intellectual renaissance that we see, that we're bringing, that exists in the area, and we're really just percolating it. We're bringing it to life, and are just so excited to be able to offer and be a part of the Buffalo community.
Thank you, Howard. I had a wonderful experience with Rich and Mike when we were with the Holy Father decades ago at the Vatican. It was a very moving experience, and Rich had a one-on-one conversation with the Holy Father, who was loved by people of all faiths throughout the world. Now, Rich and Mike, you interviewed students about what they would include in their books after they watched each segment of your documentary. Tell us, what were their responses, Rich and Mike?
Well, I think the most moving was from a student who talked about being bullied himself but didn't want to trouble his classmates with his problems, so he had to endure it by himself. I mean, that to me was amazing. The things that they see in their own lives, bullying in school and as I mentioned, racial profiling in their neighborhoods, you know, the state of the world right now, and of course anti-Semitism is just, it's raging, and it's we need a generation that can stand up and confront evil in its face. And I just see empathy in these kids, so proud of them for what they were able to express in their books. So for me, I had to see firsthand if Howard's program really did accomplish what it set out to. And I'm totally convinced that this is the way to teach, to empower students to write, to express themselves, and then see the works that they've created and share it with their families and friends and classmates. And as Howard mentioned, there's an exponential thing to this. It's read by so many people that, you know, the word gets out, and these kids have something to show for the rest of their lives. A lot of the kids said, well, I said, what are you going to do with the book once you get it in your hands? I'm going to give it to my mom so she really sees the real me. And that was amazing. You know, I want my mom to see me as I am, as I feel. And it's pretty moving.
Mike Mombre Jr.
Also, adding to that, some of the students said that before they saw the documentary, they weren't sympathetic toward others who were being bullied. But afterwards, they realized that it's wrong to treat other human beings that way, and they would now have a different attitude about when they see bullying take place, that some of the students said that they would then interfere with the bullying and speak up and have a positive result. And I think that was one of the most impressive things for me to see, was that students didn't consider before watching all this horrific Holocaust stuff, they didn't consider how wrong it is to hurt people just based on how they look or what religion they are. And I think that was a major step forward in the school.
I might add, I'm Jewish and Mike is Catholic, and this collaboration, I think, whether it was meeting the Pope or confronting the Holocaust, it says something about what our goals are and how people can get along in this world that's having such a tough time right now. in so many different ways. We really, in our hearts, want this message to get out, and we want this new generation to be touched by it.
Yes, especially if you go to Auschwitz, you see the evil of anti-Semitism. You know, millions of people murdered for no reason.
1.1 million people, Brian. And by the way, I want to thank you personally for taking us on journeys that we couldn't have gone on without your help, to Poland to meet the Pope, and to Cuba on a mission of mercy with doctors who were sharing medical breakthroughs at a time when the embargo was really pretty rough on the Cuban people. You really were our ticket to journeys around the world that helped help us grow as journalists and help spread the word that there's hope for humanity.
Yes, we had millions of people learn during the solidarity period. If it wasn't for journalists and people like you and Edward Kowski bringing back the message to millions of people, they probably still would be under communism today. So you have been a great help with Mike Mombre Jr. and WIVB. TV was very helpful, and we gave you the exclusive a number of times on these trips. Other networks wanted to get in when we were there with the Pope, and I said, no, we gave the exclusive with the Polish American Congress, and we're going to honor that. Our guests today are talking about Author League, Holocaust Education Authorship Program, wonderful program that took place in Buffalo. Our guests are Howard Minsky, founder and CEO of Author League; Rich Newberg, Emmy Award-winning documentary producer, writer, and host; and Mike Mombre Jr., Emmy Award-winning video journalist and producer, our guest today on The Rusk Report. And if you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 126. Again, we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Again, if somebody would like to make a tax-free donation to Author League Holocaust Education Authorship Program, Howard, how can somebody give that check?
Sure. Our 501c3 tax-deductible donations can be given to acornoak.org. That's Acorn, A-C-O-R-N, Oak, O-A-K, .org. And you can make donations and really help us bring this to more students in the Buffalo and New York area and beyond.
Wonderful program to do away with hate in the world. Howard, how did the books turn out? What were the reactions of the students when they were handed their books, including their bios and pictures on the back of the books?
You know, there was, it's actually, to see the students receiving their books has always been a very special part of this program for me. Where we get to, you know, hand them their books, we have these author celebrations to celebrate their achievement of the creation of the authorship. And their eyes light up, their faces turn bright, they're just enthusiastic. They see something that they created, that just anybody looking at would be like, wow, that's really great. But they themselves feel in their hearts and their minds that they achieved something of merit, that they have something that they're proud to share with others. They have something that expresses their learned experience, and they're sharing between each other in the classroom. It's a very socialized learning moment where each student wants to see what each other wrote, extending that learning experience even further. You can imagine how friends would share with friends, and you know, throughout the classroom, what did you do? How did you write about? It's just a joyous experience and a celebration of their intellectual achievements. And the books, as professional as they are, they just it's joyful experience to be able to share and trade and express and experience and communicate. And the underlying theme is hate does not exist in society. The Holocaust, the atrocities that happen, are always lurking if we're not always thinking about how to better ourselves and better society and call out those that are trying to bring hate into our society, into our community. And so they have a vehicle, a physical representation of their ability to communicate these ideas.
Rich and Mike, it must be rewarding for you to see that the messages passed along by the Birkenau boys are being heeded by the Buffalo 10th grade students who were glued to the screen during the showing of the documentary. Tell us about your impression on this.
Well, many of the men, of course, are no longer with us, but their greatest hope that they expressed was that new generations would listen to their stories and work throughout their lives to make this never happen again, to look for the warning signs, what happened in Nazi Germany, and just be aware of their surroundings and aware of their voice and what they can do to mitigate hate. And it's happening. You know, the lesson is being taught. The kids are paying attention because they will be writing about it, and that's the key to write to the success of this program.
Michael Jr.?
Yeah, we promised these survivors of the Holocaust that we would honor their legacy, and I think that bringing this to life again after so many years, the story continues. Their story lives on, and it's a positive story for the children because they got a lot out of it and have empathy for others now that I believe they didn't have to this degree before.
You know, we asked the kids, how many of you have heard of Auschwitz? I don't know if one hand went up.
Unbelievable.
How many have heard of the Holocaust? Maybe half the kids raised their hands, sort of, reluctantly. They weren't aware of even the event itself. You know, that's why it's critical that the word gets out.
Again, Howard, how can one make out a check, tax deductible?
Yes, if you go to acornoak.org, acornoak.org, and click on the donation link, and we would be ever so appreciative of our ability to help bring this to more students.
Okay, thanks so much. We've learned so much from Rich Newberg, Emmy Award-winning documentary producer, Mike Mombre Jr., Emmy Award-winning video journalist, and Howard Minsky, founder and CEO of Author League, a wonderful effort to eradicate hate in the world. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production for 20 years, and Carol Rydell for recommending this program. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.